This is Deanne Penn with UN News. The Hungarian government should consider revising recently passed laws that have impacted on migrants, non-governmental organizations, and others, a UN rights panel said on Thursday. In a scheduled report on the country, the UN Human Rights Committee expressed concern over major legislative reforms, including one law passed last year that makes it possible to detain asylum seekers automatically. Another introduced in 2016 and known as the Pushback Law gives police the right to expel irregular migrants from the country, as committee vice chair Yuval Shani told Daniel Johnson. The UN Human Rights Committee encompasses a body of independent experts that regularly monitors how states implement the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights.
Well, our committee has reviewed reports that maintain that NGOs, civil society organizations that are operating in Hungary are subject to increased regulation. So there are laws that introduce transparency obligations, which are in themselves not something that we consider negatively. But there is a concern that in this specific context, this is done as a part of a larger campaign to delegitimize the work of civil society organizations that are supported from the outside. And there has been a more recent development that is a package of legislative initiatives, which is colloquially referred to as the Soros package, which threatens to further harm NGO funding by imposing taxes on them and also introducing, in fact, movement restrictions on individuals who would be aiding migrants within the territory. That, accompanied with other measures concerning control over media and the strange affair of the Central European University, which is subject to loss of its license to operate, is generating an uneasy picture about civil space in Hungary at this point in time. And therefore, we made recommendations to the government to review its policies in this regard and to refrain from passing the so-called Stop Soros legislative package.
Soros, in reference to George Soros, the international financier who has links to this university. You also mentioned the migrant issue, and there have been a few reforms and new legislative measures that have been passed in the past few years, making it possible to take migrants immediately outside the territory. Maybe you could give me some more detail about what the committee thought about those.
Well, we thought that laws that initially allowed pushback of migrants 8 kilometers from the border, but now basically allowing the pushback of migrants from anywhere within Hungarian territory without affording them the ability to legally challenge the decision and to claim for asylum violates the obligations of Hungary under the covenant. We are also concerned about the policy with regard to a review of asylum applications in the so-called transit zones on the border, which appear to be going rather slowly. And we raise concerns about the conditions in these camps where people are basically stuck there for a very long time under conditions which are de facto the limitations of their personal liberty.
And how seriously is the government taking these observations that you've made?
Well, the government has come to Geneva to meet with us with a very large and senior delegation, which is a very positive sign about the way the government regards this. They've also engaged fully with the committee, and we hope that our recommendations would be given due consideration. So at this point in time, I'm hopeful that our recommendations would be heeded.